Hey everyone, it's Taryn Luquin here from the Bronze Up Babe podcast. Happy Tuesday, it is July 16th, and it is a hot day here in Southern California. I want to say about, in the 80s. One thing I want to talk to you guys about today is, where do you buy your solution and equipment from? Do you buy them from a distributor? Do you buy them from the manufacturers? Do you buy them from eBay, Amazon? If you buy them from the later two, shame on you. If you buy them from a distributor or manufacturer, thank you. You are helping out those businesses grow. And not only that, you are getting what exactly you want. I have been training students since 2009, and I've trained over 1,000 women all over the world how to spray tan, where to get their products from, and equipment. Sometimes when I train students, they already have their equipment and product. And unfortunately, they have told me that they bought their equipment from Amazon or eBay and they have to take it back. The reason being is because, one, they ended up getting faulty equipment where it's not working properly, such as spray tan machines with leaky cups, or they have bought solution where it was either green or expired. And what did they mention to me? They bought them on eBay or Amazon. Now, the reason why you don't want to buy on eBay or Amazon is because you never know what you're going to get. And I've learned this from experience way back in the past, in 2005, when I was first starting out as a spray tan artist. I have learned that one should always buy from a distributor or a manufacturer, because then you get exactly what you want and you get a warranty. But not only that, though, if you buy from the distributor or manufacturer, if you have any issues, they can go ahead, you can call them for customer support, and they can go over troubleshooting skills with you on how to fix whatever it is that you're having the issue. Not only that, though, when you buy from manufacturers and distributors, you are supporting their businesses and helping them grow. When you're buying from Amazon or eBay, you're getting the product or equipment from a third party, and you don't know what you're getting. So why take the chance of getting something that may not be in tip-top shape? If you buy your equipment from the distributor or manufacturer, make sure you go ahead and take it out of the box and inspect it. Another thing you want to do is, and I see this happening with a lot of spray tanners, they purchase equipment and they just take it out of the box and they go ahead and start tanning with it right away without setting the settings, without inspecting the cups, without inspecting the gun. They just, let's go ahead and play with it now and start tanning clients right away. Wrong. Don't ever do that, because when you do, if you have a new machine and you take it out of the box and you go ahead and put some tanning solution in it and then go ahead and tan a paying client right away, you don't know what to expect. You have not tested out that gun yet. You don't know how it sprays. You don't know if you're going to spray too much or too little. Therefore, whenever buying equipment, you want to go ahead and take it out of the box, inspect it, go ahead and play with the settings, turn the settings to your liking of how the gun should spray, and then go from there. I highly recommend this with every equipment that you purchase, because when it comes to paying clients, your client is expecting a perfect tan from you. And when you get new equipment, you want to make sure that equipment is in tip-top shape and spraying properly to give your client that perfect tan. Solution. Where do you buy your solution from? You should always purchase the solution from a brand manufacturer or a distributor. Why? Because you know that they're going to have a fresh batch of solution. You know you're not going to get, hand-me-downs or an old batch or a batch that's green. So I highly suggest purchasing your solution from brand manufacturers or distributors. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening to this little small clip. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you next time on the next Bronze Up Babe podcast episode.